When did you first hear that something had happened at the Boston Marathon, Shelley?
I was watching CNN yesterday afternoon, and when it came on, very soon after it happened, apparently, because I had some interest in watching the Boston Marathon. My husband had run it several times, and it's in my memory bank as something that's happened in my life, and so I was very interested in the Boston Marathon. When it came on the news that this had happened, this bombing there right at the finish line, it hit me personally because we lived in Boston for 8 years when my husband trained as a surgeon, and it was part of our background. It's almost our second city, almost our hometown. And then my daughter went to college there so we could go back and visit our old haunts, and she was born there. So we have a lot of memories. It's very personal. But I think that part of what is striking home about this event is that we have so many runners in Gainesville. It's a running city, and many people train here, and they train for the Boston Marathon. It's not easy to get into. You have to qualify. You have to earn your way in. It's a happening, and as several people have said, running the Boston Marathon is on a lot of people's bucket lists. It's an important thing in their lives that they aim for, a goal that they can be proud of having achieved. So to have this event happen in Boston, I think, touches a lot of people in very personal ways. And I think that the bottom line that I'm thinking a lot about today is that in the history books, when they mention the Boston Marathon, this is going to be a defining moment, the bombing that happened there. And it'll be interesting to watch next year the fact that probably more people will sign up to run the Boston Marathon to show their resilience and this attitude, which is ingrained in the American character, is you just can't get the best of me. We kind of stick our jaw out, and once the grieving is over, then the grieving process starts to take on this attitude of, well, I'm going to show you. And it'll be interesting to watch. I think we're in the midst of another national phenomenon that's going to say a lot about the American character.
There have been so many stories of people who just stopped running, or, you know, who just ran to help and became heroes, really, that day for the way that they just immediately responded.
Right, and I think that is so wonderful because when I was young in the 60s, there were so many news stories of people who would not come to the aid of people. We became so engrossed with our anonymity and not wanting to be involved. And there were a number of news stories of citizens being in need and help and knocking on doors and wanting help in a crisis and no one answering. So I think that these events are actually helping to create a sense of culture in which we are responsible for each other. We owe each other a hand up when we're in trouble, and that our greatest strength is our unity, as is often said, but maybe not said enough. And it's definitely the way this country was founded. Democracy is not easy. It's messy. And it's easy to become disconnected because neighborhoods are not the way they used to be. But something about these crises bring out that natural desire to be part of this community undergoing this grief and this tragedy.
So maybe in some ways it has the opposite effect of those who actually caused this to happen.
Yeah, I think that having watched several of these tragedies in our culture recently this past year, I would like to see the people who perpetrate these sorts of heinous acts, that their images not be able to be seen anywhere. It's okay to talk about what they've done to a certain degree and their names, to shame them. But I think way too much attention is given to the perpetrators of these acts, and we never know how much this sort of attention that the media plays. And I understand that we're a media, internet-driven culture now. We're always eager for the next thing, but it's also feeding these sort of psyches that are damaged by their lack of attention and feelings of being important. So I would kind of like to see us really giving absolutely no attention whatsoever to people that perpetrate these acts, because we're a celebrity-driven culture now. When I grew up in the 50s, you know, you hardly knew who or what was doing whatever, and it's just a different world now.
Did you by any chance talk with your husband about this as someone who is a trained surgeon, what he thought from a medical perspective, you know, how the hospitals, I know they were already geared up for certain kinds of emergencies, heart attacks and dehydration and things like that, but what they had to deal with instead was so different.
I haven't had time to talk about that with him yet since it happened. We were watching the TV so much last night trying to get the latest news on it. But yes, they have lots of training sessions for this, but the part that no one really talks about is the price that those first responders and caretakers pay, having gone through a trauma or a crisis like this. It doesn't leave you. You know, it does change your life in very deep, important sorts of ways. And there's compassion, fatigue, eventually. It could be nightmares or whatever. I mean, I know personally, whenever I've witnessed any sort of tragedy, it doesn't go away. It becomes a part of you. And so I think that hundreds of lives have been changed over this event because there were so many people there watching the marathon. And the end of the marathon is such a celebratory mood. When the runners come off, you know, they're usually wrapped in sort of a Reynolds wrap, something to keep in their body heat. And you're so concerned about their physical shape at that point, you know, the dehydration and the fatigue or whatever, but you have to work really hard at making sure your body has undergone that kind of stress carefully. So the finish line is a big, exciting place because family members are standing there waiting for their loved ones to come over the finish line and see what kind of shape they're in and to celebrate with them. But, you know, it's a milestone in someone's life to have been able to accomplish that kind of race. So there were a lot of people at the finish line.
Were you there when your husband ran it?
Yes, one time, yeah, I was, yeah.
Did he only do it once?
I think he did it several times. I could never keep up with him. He'd slip off and run marathons. But no, runners are a species of their own. The Boston Marathon is a huge event in our American culture and has been, I don't know how many years it's been going on, but it's huge.
And so many of the runners who didn't even finish crossing the line, they just stopped, and then they also became responders too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, these kinds of crises bring out the best or the worst, and it sounds like this particular event has brought out the best in the citizens who not only were Bostonians, but those who came to celebrate this event in Boston.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I guess the fact is, what's I think about at my age is the number of national tragedies I've witnessed in my lifetime. And the fact, starting with the biggest one at my early age of like 2021 was the Kennedy assassination, and how TV was big in our culture but not as big as now, and how everyone turned to the television screen as a form of community at that time. It brought everyone together to actually participate in the funeral of JFK and to try to understand what was happening in our nation. And media has become different in my lifetime, not only in its ways in which it sensationalizes, as I think several people have said, the constant media attention is like a tapeworm that has to be fed, and sometimes they don't always look for the best source of food for that. So I think a lot of us who grew up in the 50s miss the old ways that were a little bit more simple to the fact and not so sensationalized. But clearly, we as a nation are brought together at times like this by radio.
I know I can remember hearing the clip-clop of those horses on the streets when they were carrying the casket of John F. Kennedy.
Right.
And that just has stayed with me. I can still hear it off the television set. But you're right. When you think about the Space Shuttle Challenger or 9/11, the immediacy of those images going on the air just instantly versus waiting till the film was processed and waiting till 6 o'clock.
You know? I also think something else that's really beneficial that's going to come out of this is that because we are bombarded with so many images of horrendous acts, young people are desensitized. And I think that this Boston event is actually making people realize this is what happens. This is what happens when someone loses a leg or a life. I mean, I've heard several bystanders say, before today, I was merely running a marathon. And after this event, I'm suddenly realizing it and feeling every second of my life, how quickly something can change. So I think it's good for us to have these kinds of reality checks. Unfortunately, this is a tragedy that brings them about, but that's part of what the experience of being alive is about, is always constantly trying to feel your life, trying to feel being alive. And these events, I think, have waked up a lot of people.
Thank you, Shelley.
My pleasure, Donna Green Townsend.